Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Welcome. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister here in our studios, and we welcome you to the Democratic mayoral primary debate, live for 1 hour with incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey and the challenger, Allegheny County Controller, Corey O'Connor. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And give you just kind of a short cheat sheet to how we're going to work this. As you know, each of you will have 2 minutes for an opening statement. Then Lenny and I will alternate questions and give each candidate a minute to answer, then a 30-second response to that, and you'll have opportunities at the end, each 2 minutes, to close it out. Are we good to go?
Yes.
Sure.
All right, so let's start with Corey O'Connor. I will give you 10 seconds, but you're first, Corey, after the coin flip, so your opening statement.
Well, first, I'd just like to say, Mayor, I finally won a coin flip. We've been doing this for months now. I've never won a coin flip. But no, I just want to thank everybody for having us, and thank you all for listening. And I'm running for mayor because I believe we deserve better. Right now, we don't have a chief of police. Right now, our chief emergency officer, instead of being here during an emergency, was in Florida at a conference. Our city is facing a financial crisis that in 2 years, we're going to be bankrupt. So we need a change in leadership. We need somebody who's going to be proactive, who's going to manage our budget, who's going to talk about issues and be proactive to solving them, not continue to blame somebody of the past. We've talked about a vision of growth and opportunity throughout these last few months. And I think for me, that's where we have to go as a city. We are going to be under 300,000 people if we don't change course. That's absurd that the city of Pittsburgh could be under 300,000 residents. So for me, this is about growth and opportunity. We've put together a plan for that. When it not only comes down to growing new jobs, creating new businesses in Pittsburgh, it also comes to creating new housing units, not existing ones. We need new housing units. And also families first. Why is not every family choosing Pittsburgh first right now? Because we're not investing in our families and in our youth. And I believe my 11 years experience in city government, 3 years as your county controller, I can start this job day one because we have to get our city back on track.
Corey O'Connor, thank you. Mayor, you have 2 minutes for your opening statement.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning. Good morning, Lenny. Good to be here. Appreciate y'all having us. I just want to start off by saying that I think we've done an incredible job and we want to continue to do the incredible job because we've done a lot. When I talk to these single parents and our senior citizens out there, one thing that they focus on is affordable housing and our need for affordable housing. And in 3 years, we've delivered 1,600 units of affordable housing. When I came in, we had not moved one property out of the land bank. As of the day, we've moved 160 properties out of the land bank and back onto the tax roll. We were the first ones to go out and get a $30 million affordable housing bond in order to close the gap when we talk about how we finance affordable housing. We really focused on home ownership. 150 through us funding own PGH, 150 mainly women have now moved from renters into homeowners, raising their children up in generational wealth for the first time. That is something that we are very proud of. 37 million of our federal dollars went to preservation and construction of new affordable housing units. We have spent, we have spent a great deal of our energy to make sure that we build affordable housing throughout this city, because I understand how important affordable housing is. As someone that grew up on Section 8 and understanding the need to have affordable and quality housing, I get it. Public safety, which everybody knows I'm laser focused on, a 33% reduction in homicide. When I came in, we had 71 homicides. We reduced that to 42, and even though one homicide is one homicide too many, to be able to say that we reduced homicides by 33%, 45% reduction in gun violence. And for our kids between the ages of 13 and 17, no homicides in 2024. That's about building an economy in a city that is safe, welcoming, and gives people the ability to thrive. And we will continue to do that.
Thank you, Mayor Ganey. So we'll start with our questions. And the first two, Lenny, we'll give you both a chance and equal 1 minute because of the nature of the question. So, Corey O'Connor, both of you gentlemen have campaigned as being more progressive than the other, basically given the progressive wing of the party two choices in this primary. But what about the more traditional wing of the party, or even those who consider themselves moderates in the Democratic Party? Are there any policies or proposals in your platform that would reach out to voters who may not be on board with a more progressive agenda? Corey?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's simple. It's back to basics. I mean, look at how we handled our last snowstorm. We had a third of our fleet was in the shop. People couldn't get their streets plowed. You know, we talk about filling in potholes, and yet we take $5 million out of our pothole budget. If you go to the South and the West, the fourth division for public safety that was supposed to be built years ago is still under construction. Those are the basics. Even the basics of turning on water fountains in the summer so that our kids have a water to drink when it's 90 degrees outside was not being done. Now, those are things that people care about, and that's the basics of government. And the other basics of government is public safety. We don't have a chief of police. We are on our fifth acting part-time chief of police, and that's not fair. You know, people need to feel safe in this city, and they're not. And those are the basics that every resident of Pittsburgh agrees to and wants and deserves.
Mayor Ganey?
You know, I think when we talk about affordable housing, regardless of if I'm talking to progressive, moderates, or conservative, the one thing that they always stress is the need for more affordable housing, because they feel at the end of the day that rents are hurting them in terms of buying groceries, in terms of making sure that they can supply the necessary clothing for their children. And let me share a story. A couple weeks ago, we were at a forum in Larmer to talk about affordable housing. What you just heard me say, regardless of what ideology spectrum you're on, it's important. Two questions in, my opponent gets up and leaves. He leaves because he had a current event or another meeting that he had to go to. We find out later, and it was all up on Reddit, that he went to a corporate property slumlord that had a fundraiser for him when we are talking about people who are suffering from housing. And the ability to be able to listen to these people and understand why we need affordable housing beats any fundraiser, any other event given to you by a corporate proprietary slumlord, when we can listen to the needs of the people. Whether you're progressive, moderate, or conservative, we need to understand what our people want. That single mom, that senior citizen. I don't care what part of the spectrum you're on. That's important.
Lenny?
I'm going to go to Mr. Ganey first and then to Mr. O'Connor. It just seems like this is both good radio and good timing on both of you based on the nature of this next question. As it is right now, only 12 days away from primary election day, will you both pledge right here and right now on News Radio KDKA to end negative ads in this race and only air ads related to issues regarding the future of the city? And I'm going to go to Mr. Ganey first, please.
Well, first, thank you for the question. we haven't had any negative ads. The ads that we put out have been true, and we've made sure that they were true. And Lenny, what we focus on is the affordability of housing, our public safety, because we understand when I'm out in these communities, the people don't ask me about nothing except how we gonna keep them safe, how we gonna keep their family safe, how we gonna keep their children safe. And so for me, I have no problem with making sure that my commercials that I control have nothing but positivity in it. And here's why, Lenny, I've been through all the negative. I've had more negative thrown at me than any time I can imagine. And I don't believe in meeting that energy with the same energy. I believe in creating a system where we're talking about our vision and what we want to get accomplished. I'm always going to try to drive down homicides as long as I'm the mayor of this city, because I believe that people have an opportunity to live in every neighborhood that we have. Two homicides in Homewood last year. That's what we're going to focus on, how we create positivity throughout this city to build a city where everybody feels welcome.
Corey O'Connor.
Yes, I mean, look at the ads that my campaign put out. They've all been positive about my vision. But let's go back to the mayor's comments prior about an engagement that I had booked. And the organization that knew that I had to leave that event knew that I had to leave after two questions. That was already set up. He's trying to make an issue out of it. You know what an actual issue is? When you're the mayor and there's a disaster and you go out and you send an email asking for people for donations, and you continue to host a fundraiser when people don't have electricity, they're throwing their food away. How is that leadership? Where are your priorities? Your priorities should be helping people get their electricity back on, not hosting your own fundraiser and not canceling it. And also sending a mass email out to residents of the city of Pittsburgh that same day asking for a donation. Let's get our priorities straight. People needed help at that time, and he was asking them for money.
This race recently took a dark turn, with one side accusing the other of sweetheart deals or taking MAGA money. In Pennsylvania, there are no aggregate contribution limits for individuals or PACs in the state, including Pittsburgh. In the name of transparency, would both of you gentlemen support local campaign finance reform legislation that would require public disclosure of all monetary contributions in real time so voters would have no question as to where the money's coming from? We'll start with Corey O'Connor.
Absolutely. I voted for it on city council multiple times, and now we have 24-hour reporting in the last few weeks of the campaign. Yeah, the outside money should stop playing a role in Pittsburgh. It's terrible. We need to talk about local issues that impact our residents. So yes, all campaign finance laws, supported them, voted on them on city council. Look at my record on that. And I think we could take it a step further, and we have to, because we have to talk about issues that matter here to Pittsburghers, not national issues. And so, yes, I fully support all campaign finance laws that restrict all outside money, and also put out our reports more constantly than just monthly.
Mayor Ganey, your response.
Absolutely. If we had that right now, then my opponent can ask why he took so much mega money, why he met on President's Day with Trump's consultant and operative to be able to discuss this election. He could be able to speak to that. So I'm absolutely in favor. And let me bring up something that my opponent said about the fundraiser. And this is what I mean about, I don't know if he gets or if it's just rhetoric again. We didn't go to the fundraiser. Everybody knows that Mayor and County Exec Sarah Anna Murata was out surveying the storm with Governor Shapiro. We didn't even make it that night. The fundraiser didn't even happen. We never showed up. We were out there declaring an emergency so that we could cut through the red tape, set our city and county up to be able to get state and federal dollars. And not only that, we did. The food was ordered. We told people, if you want to come down and get some food, charge up your devices, do that. But we didn't have a fundraiser that night. So to tell the public that that's what happened is not true. And I can't understand that. If every TV news outlet in this city was watching me and Sarah and the governor, I mean, me, the county exec, and the governor out, then that's called as best transparency as you can get.
Lenny McAllister.
Again, good timing, guys. Last week's unprecedented storms left a wake of destruction in the Pittsburgh area, causing multiple casualties and leaving tens of thousands of people without power, with some communities not having their power restored more than a week later. Over the winter, there were also frustrated city residents complaining of experiencing slow or no snow removal. What have we learned from the recent storms, and how your administration could go forward with improving the city's responses when it comes to those weather-related events moving forward with the next mayoral term. Mr. Ganey.
So let me start with your second one, and I'll back into the first one. The second one is that when we came in, we knew...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had a fleet problem. If you listen to another news outlet, they've already stated that. My administration in 2023 invested more money in getting fleet than in any other in 2 decades. Now, listen, that means that in 2 decades, we did not make sure that we funded Department of Public Works, the police, public safety, with the right amount of funding to be able to ensure that we were making sure our fleet was up to task. My opponent knows that. He was on council. We have invested more money in our fleet in over 2 decades, which means that we're building back up. We spent $40 million, $20 million of ARPA, $20 million of our general budget to make sure that we invested in our fleet. Now, here's what we got to do. Climate change is real, Lenny. We know that. And we need a plan. And I just signed today an executive order to talk about creating a plan, not with just the city, but also with our power companies, so that we are making sure that the next time something like this happens, we are prepared. Because there are families.
Thank you, Mayor. Your response, Corey O'Connor.
Yes, I mean, a third of our fleet was in the shop. How are you not prepared for the storm? Everybody knows there's going to be snow in Pittsburgh. As much as we don't want it, there's going to be snow. Not prepared at all. Talk about climate change. The climate action plan in this city is 2 years out of city code. You're supposed to produce a climate action plan every 5 years. The last one was 2018. This administration has left our climate plan obsolete. 2 years out of date. We know the climate is changing. We have to be prepared for that. And then let's talk about the storm that just happened. The emergency coordinator for the city of Pittsburgh was at a conference in Florida, did not rush back to the city. Not only did he not come back to the city, even worse, he didn't tell anybody he was going. That's breaking city code. You're putting lives at risk. That's, again, mismanagement of public safety. From that debacle to the debacle of a backroom deal with our chief of police, we are not focusing on public safety, and we have to. That's our number one priority.
City Controller Rachel Heisler has repeatedly sounded alarms about the fragility of the city budget and concerns regarding future budgets on whether the city will have a tax base strong enough to offset costs and expenditures. Do you share the same concerns about future budgets? We'll start with Corey O'Connor.
Yes, I mean, we are sleepwalking over a financial cliff right now. The city of Pittsburgh is running out of money. And a lot of people, we have to ask this administration, where did the money go? We had $340 million of COVID money that's gone next year. We went out and hired 100 new employees, and that money's gone. How are we going to pay for those 100 employees next year? That's another $10 to $15 million gap in our city's finances. We are not being transparent and honest about the city's future and our finances. He's going to talk about a $4 million surplus. You know where that surplus came from? Our rainy day fund. You cannot keep going into your rainy day fund to pay your bills. Eventually, you have no rainy day fund. We were supposed to have a $28 million surplus this year. How did we end up with four, and the four came from our rainy day fund? The other thing he's going to talk about is a bond rating. Guess what bond ratings do? They don't pave your streets. They don't fix your potholes. Bond ratings, all that proves is you're doing anything you can to pay back a debt. That is not being transparent about the finances of this city.
Mr. Gainey, your response.
I'm glad that my opponent's been paying attention, because the truth of the matter is we do have a $4 million surplus. We've had a bond rating and went from AA minus to AA. And it bothers me because I'm not sure he understands how the bond rating situation works, because it's more than just that. It's about how they see our future finances. City Controller Rachel Heisler, who sometimes we disagree on some of the ways that things are going on. But even she said in her report, as you mentioned, that we're in a manageable position, not on a fiscal cliff, but in a manageable position. And I also think it's irresponsible for any leader, including my opponent, to put out a scare tactic of telling employees at the city they weren't going to get paid. That's not what we do. We don't bring trauma to our employees. We build up morale. We know the city employees aren't going to get paid. But to use it as a scare tactic for political gain, that's not leadership. I don't know what you want to call it, but leadership is letting them know that we have a sound budget. Thank you.
Lenny McAllister, we have the chance for one more question before our first break.
This might be a good question to end with both of you all. So, gentlemen, I'm going to go to you first, Mr. Gainey. Gentlemen, tell us your vision for Pittsburgh over these next 4 years. What will employment look like? Downtown viability and public safety look like? For example, how much of a percentage uptick do you envision downtown office space occupancy having going in the right direction over the course of the next 4 years?
You know, that's a great question, Lenny, and I appreciate the question. You know, when I talk to our service workers, when I talk to our nervous or transit workers, when I talk to people that work downtown, when I talk to our young professionals, the one thing they always say is that the reason why they don't live in the city is because the city is no longer affordable. And I get that. I'm not paying $1,500 for one bedroom. And that's why we creating a plan in my office. We created a great downtown plan in my office. As a state rep, I knew where the money was at, and I knew what they were going to be looking for. We took that plan with the county exec, Sarah Annamorato, and the business community to Governor Shapiro, and he funded it. $600 million for over 10 years. Seven conversions of real estate office space into affordable housing. And plus working with the Mike Polites of the world and others that are building more affordable housing downtown. We are going to repopulate downtown and the rest of the city with affordable housing. We got a 19% job growth in this region, the lowest unemployment rate in Southwest Pennsylvania. And we are going to continue to be laser focused on how we deliver for the people of this city affordable housing.
All right, Chancellor Corey O'Connor, your vision for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at downtown, yes, you can convert some of the buildings for affordable housing. Not every building can be converted. And I think a one-size-fits-all, and that's all we hear from this administration, doesn't work. We have to think outside the box of what we can do with these buildings. We're spending $31 million on pickleball courts. Can we not renovate some of these buildings for clean energy, for light manufacturing, to creating new jobs? We have to rethink how we're going to use these vacant spaces downtown so that we can grow, so we can provide people with opportunities to live in Pittsburgh, so that it is affordable in each and every neighborhood. And we're not doing that because there is no strategy or vision. Each item is a one-size-fits-all. It doesn't work. You have to be flexible in the mayor's office to accommodate multiple people that can come to our city and our region. And you want to talk about growth? Let's talk about the immigrant population in the South Hills last year that created 40 new businesses. That's how we're going to sell Pittsburgh. We have to be welcoming and welcome everybody that's here to continue to grow and expand, but also bring in new residents. And we're not doing that right now.
Corey O'Connor, Allegheny County Controller, incumbent Mayor Ed Gainey will continue our conversation exclusively on News Radio KDK 100.1 FM AM 1020 on our Odyssey app, which is free to download, and streaming live, kdkradio.com, and also on YouTube. Just search KDKA News Radio, and we'll be back with more questions in 2 minutes. McAllister in our studios here in Green Tree with an exclusive debate between Pittsburgh Mayor incumbent Ed Gainey and challenger Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor. Back to our questions, gentlemen. We'll start with you, Mayor Gainey. You've made claims that District Attorney Steven Zappala is racist. Can you offer any substantial proof, specific things that the DA has said or done? These are serious allegations.
When I look at the fact that we only make up 13% of the population in the city, but 67% of the jail looks like me, that's a problem. I have always been a champion of civil rights justice and social justice and reform in our, and reform in our jail system. When I hear a lot of lawyers that look like me say that they've had a lot of issues with the DA's office, and it's been widely publicized throughout the news, widely publicized throughout the community, and I'm not the only elected that has made statements about how they believe people are being treated with him. And that's why the decision, and that's why the statement I made.
And Corey O'Connor, 30 seconds for a response.
You know, the mayor has his own opinions. I can't say why he said that or why he didn't, but I do agree, you know, jail reform is something that's important to all of us. I mean, I sit on the Allegheny County Jail Oversight Board, and we've done audits on the jail on staffing. You know, we've done audits when it comes to outreach. And I think those are programs that we have to talk about. I met somebody yesterday at an event at the Paulson Rec Center who just got out of jail after 18 years and trying to rehabilitate himself. And I think that's where we have to spend our money so that we can help individuals get back into society. And, you know, I can't speak for that comment, but that's what I've been doing, fighting criminal justice and social justice all throughout my career, especially being on the jail oversight board.
All right, Mr. O'Connor, you've made claims on our airwaves, actually, that Mayor Ganey's campaign fundraising techniques may be illegal, even calling for a criminal investigation. Do you truly believe that the mayor is breaking the law, or is this just campaign rhetoric?
I don't know if I ever said criminal investigation, but you and Marty can say whatever you like, I guess. But the reality of it is there was coordination. There's coordination with an outside C4, an independent expenditure, and you can't do that. We've even seen group chats where all of those individuals were coordinated. There were individuals working on his campaign that were not being paid. And once you hit the $5,000 threshold, you know, that's now breaking the city ordinance. You're only allowed to give $5,000. So anything after that, even if it's in kind, is breaking the city's ordinance. And that's what they were doing. There were people on that campaign from national organizations who were not being paid while they were working on the campaign. So how does that work? That's an ethics violation in the city code.
Mayor Ganey, your response.
We follow the law to the very letter of the law. We've done nothing wrong, and I'm very proud of how my organization has performed. The reality is this comes up because we brought up some true facts. One about his President Day visit with Trump operatives and consultants that he knows has no business meddling in a Democratic primary. He met with them. First, he said he didn't know they were going to be there, but he was on a letterhead to talk about it. And then the contributions he got from UPMC, board members and executives, over 25,000, the flip-flop on the lawsuit. See, what we're doing is to the letter of the law. But every time I'm turning around, there's a flip-flop coming from him based on what room he's in. And so when you want to talk about character, the character that we displayed through this campaign has been one of integrity, not one of flip-flopping.
Lenny McAllister.
Mr. Ganey, I'll go to you first and then to you, Mr. O'Connor. Gentlemen, the issue of race has become a hot topic throughout 2025, not just in national news, but here in Pittsburgh and in the mayor's race as well. Statistically as well, studies show that race is an issue that has been an ongoing source of tension in Pittsburgh, including a recent 2025 report noting that Pittsburgh was at the bottom of a list denoting best cities for black professionals. How will your leadership turn around the animus of 2025 and the historical trends that have dogged us when it comes to issues of race in Pittsburgh?
So, Lenny, you know that it just didn't start in 2025. This has been systemic for decades in regards to the quality of African Americans' livelihood in this city. And when I came in, we were very direct on what we were going to do. One is we wanted to introduce in underserved communities, black communities, the city government. So we created cities in the streets so that all my directors could go into the community and the community could ask them questions. We've increased for the first time in the city, Lenny, we got three African-American prime contractors on construction jobs, one on Homewood Field, one on the DPW that's being built in Knoxville, and one on our comprehensive plan. We have the most diverse administration this city has seen because the report before that said that black women, this was the worst place for black women to live. What I've said all the time is that if you give black women an opportunity, they will show you exactly that they can achieve if you believe in this city. And that's exactly what we've done. 54% of our subcontractors now.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.